This is episode 17 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about letting go. At some point, we have to relax, relate, and release the things that do not hold any positive spaces in our lives. If you've been here before, then you know we cuss. And if you're new here, please get used to how we emphasize. Today, we're joined by one of my favorite TikTok gardeners, Phoenix, aka the Bougetta Gardener.
Hey.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm absolutely
too excited, y'all.
Yeah. I'm so excited too.
Yay, yay, yay. Well,
I'm going to let you start, Sylvia.
You want me to start?
Yes. Go ahead and ask, oh, girl, what's been better?
Okay. Well, if you've seen the show before, you know that we don't drown on about anything negative. We try to move forward. So we always ask, what's been better? It could be anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could definitely answer that question. What's been better for me, especially this year, is going to therapy.
Okay.
Yes. I started going to therapy in December. Okay. I had went before. I've been to therapy several times, actually. But I had went before, and then I stopped going, you know, because you think that you okay, you know. And then this year, you know, I almost had like a little breakdown. So I told myself, I was like, you know what? I'm getting older. And this is the year I want to start taking control of all my traumas and the things that I've been through.
Girl, that's right.
Things that stress me out and my triggers and what made me want to pop off on somebody or what made me have certain type of feelings or, you know what I'm saying? So I just made it very important this year that I had to take that step. So going to therapy this year has been great. You know what I'm saying? And between therapy and gardening, honey.
Yes.
I'm learning to like let go of a lot of things. Don't get me wrong. I'm still hurt and the pain is still there. Mm-hmm. But I'm learning how to deal with things a little bit differently now by going to therapy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got me on medication too, child. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really trying to stay on that forever. You know what I'm saying?
No. I understand. Like, that was my prerequisite was, like, I couldn't go to anybody that would prescribe medication. Because I was like, I got to try this without medication.
Right.
And I don't think, Lori, I started seeing you in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really until last year that I started thinking, like, maybe I should be medicated. But now I'm like, oh, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. And see, I was the opposite. Like, I was against medication, too. Because, you know, I done had... You know, at one point, taking pills ain't my thing because I didn't try to commit suicide a couple of times in my life. Right. So taking pills for me, I ain't really one of them. So I really was against medication too. And what's crazy, I'm a pharmacy technician. I work in healthcare. So I work in pharmacy. I know the side effects of medication. I know what medication do, all type of things. You know, I'm a legal drug dealer. You know what I'm saying? that's what I like to call it. I can mix up anything. But with that being said, actually, I kind of feel like since I've been going to therapy and on medication, it has been helping me a lot.
Okay.
Because like I suffer from so much anxiety and PTSD and I have severe depression. And you know, the reason I talk so fast is because I have anxiety. So, you know, like I'm like a high low person, you know what I'm saying? I'm like high or I'm like real low. Like there's no in between. So I have to keep myself from being low. So I just stay high. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm such a positive person. And just, I rather spread energy than negativity because I'd have been through a lot of negative shit. Okay.
Girl, let me tell you how awesome that is. And I will say that everybody is different. So, so whereas Sylvia might not necessarily care to do it or might not necessarily need it, and you might feel like you do, I think both of you are right. You know, because you know your body. It's knowing the best thing is to know what you need for you. So that's awesome. I will say
I'm not trying to stay on the medication though.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. Definitely. Because my husband don't even like for me to take it because it makes me it makes me yawn a lot. So like I'm always like drowsy, and then it makes my hands sweat and bottom of my feet sweat. Whoa. So like when I do like a lot of yawning, it's like you're coming down like over high almost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you like you on that medication, ain't you?
he already knows.
Yes.
It's so, so beautiful that he knows you like that.
Yes.
Well, Lori, what's been better for you?
Let's see. I mean, let me think. Let me go back in the recesses.
Okay. Oh Lord.
I think life is pretty cool. I don't know that anything is let's see. My son is coming on Friday.
Yeah,
I'm excited about seeing him. Right. So that's better because I saw him a couple of weeks ago, which was really like a big long gap in the times mm-hmm. I've seen him. So I'm gonna say that's better. Okay. What else is good better? I can't really think. I mean, life is good. Life okay. is good. I don't have any complaints. I haven't been frustrated because, you know, Sylvia will tell you, in the past few uh-huh. weeks or months, I've kind of had some kind of highs and lows and uh-huh. things. But I think I'm pretty much on even keel. I guess that's better. Good. You that's know,
good. So always a plus.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Sylvia, what's been better with you?
This show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had goals. I've had things in my mind of like, who do I want to talk to? Who do I want to sit down with? Mm-hmm. Where do I want the show to go? What do I want to do? That whole bit. So first of all, this is ticking a huge box. Okay. I love TikTok gardeners, obviously.
That's good.
That's awesome.
So to get to sit down with one that I think is just like taking the whole app by storm.
I'm just being myself. Which, all I did was started cussing, Weedy.
But that's yeah. the part that like I gravitated towards.
Yeah.
Like,
I see.
Very honestly, because not everybody gets to be free. Mm-hmm. Not everybody gets to show what it means to be free.
Yeah,
and
I definitely
not
agree.
Everybody makes it to this point where they are able to turn around and go, this is how I did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it's just, this is just better. Some days mm-hmm. I have moments where I'm like, okay, we're going to hang this up. We're going to put this down. We're going to
do
something else. But yeah. I realize more and more how much I love doing this.
Yeah, this is a reminder. Yes, Sylvia, mm-hmm. I'm in there with you too, because sometimes we do get discouraged because maybe the listenership has gone down or mm-hmm. it feels like nobody cares or, mm-hmm. you know, but then we get these bursts of energy where yep. like when we have a live and everybody mm-hmm. kind of chimes in, that yeah. was awesome last mm-hmm. week. And then for you to come, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Oh,
and
thank it is, you.
Yes. I will tell you because it actually gives us encouragement.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. Because I'm definitely an encourager. Yeah, trying to keep alive. Don't give up now.
Right. I was watching Kev on stage, who was just, you know, huge and has multiple mm-hmm. podcasts. And mm-hmm. he was talking about how much podcast listenership is down and mm-hmm. like advertising is down and things like that. So I was like,
listen to a bunch of podcasts. Well, not to cut you off. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Don't need to do that because I got to have doing that. That's that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's that anxiety. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My brain beats. So I do apologize. I need to cut mm-hmm. you off. What I can say about podcasts is I think the problem is so much bashing.
Mm. Yes, there are. So to find a show like ours and mm-hmm. why we go so hard is because mm-hmm. we are really trying to create a space mm-hmm. of not only just positivity, but mm-hmm. also like real people on a mm-hmm. real journey to find mm-hmm. peace.
Right. Exactly.
Keep spreading that peace.
I'm trying mm-hmm. to tell you, honey, because baby, life is already hard.
It,
you know what I'm
so
saying?
So why the hell would you get, right, but why would you get on the internet and say anything else? It doesn't make
I don't get the whole tear-down thing anyways, you know, and I'm not really a person that enjoys tearing others and clawing and scratching and for what? You know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, what is the point of me tearing you down? How does that bring me joy?
Right.
How does that bring you happiness?
That's the whole point. So people don't realize that they're doing the same thing over and over.
Yes.
And they're getting the same results.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they say that's the definition of insanity. But the thing is,
come on now.
So I think it's about doing something that brings you joy over mm-hmm. and over. Mm-hmm. So you can change this whole trajectory. Mm-hmm. So
and what you always say, what you always say about like what you put out, you're gonna get back mm-hmm. very quickly.
I believe in the universe.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell
karma
yeah.
I believe in karma. I believe in the universe. I believe in the afterlife. I believe in all that, honey. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have what you put out into the universe throughout your entire life, from the day yes. you enter this world to the day you leave this world, you're going to get it back 10 mm-hmm. times fold. I am 100% believer of that, honey.
Same.
Let me tell you something, honey. I've been through some things.
Yes.
I paid for some things that I didn't need. Mm-hmm. You understand me? So
wow.
I'm a big believer in when you put out negativity, or especially when you intentionally do things yes. to hurt others. Oh, mm-hmm. honey, best believe. And if it don't hit you, it may hit your children.
Mm-hmm.
It may hit your grandchildren. Mm-hmm. It may hit somebody that you love and care about. But trust me, and that goes for people in your family and all.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the ones that you're born into, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your relatives wow. is what I like to call them, child, but you know what I'm
saying? Wow.
So, that's a whole conversation in my family about whose family, whose relatives.
Oh boy. Ugh.
Well, anyway, let's talk about letting go because
okay. mm-hmm.
I again, I'm a lover of TikTok. I'm a lover of social media. I came across your page, I want to say like a year ago.
Really?
Like it was a year ago. Yeah, I feel like it was a year ago. But I wasn't like
as active
as I am now. Now I'm like, who and who? Because I mean, you and I have such good banter. We get in them comments and go at it.
Yeah, so I would interact with y'all. I would talk with y'all. Shoot, y'all at this point. At this point, y'all my damn family.
Y'all the only humans
I talk to on earth is on TikTok, because in my personal life, I stay to myself. Me, myself, and my family. And that's very sacred to me. I don't interact with people like that, because I done had too many bad experiences. I have too many expectations. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a positive person, and I want positive, you know, like, I want good for you, you know? And if you come around me, that's what I want for you. And when I care about you, I care about you. So when you cross that line and you cross that step, it's a wrap. You understand me? It's a wrap. You can't come back. And no matter who you is, too. That's unfortunate, because that's one thing I have not learned, like, to forgive even people in my own family. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just like, that's, I guess that's why I'm in therapy. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but think about it. If other people went to therapy, maybe we wouldn't have all these issues.
Yes. Mm-hmm. One thing.
So many people don't.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. One thing I can say is, I think that, I'm going to say this. I know for me, in my household growing up, my mother didn't teach us how to deal with conflict. Conflict amongst your siblings, like how to resolve conflict within your family. Just think about that. Why we got so much conflict within our families, you know, because we don't know how to resolve it. And what I don't like is when you go too low. Because if you go to the flow, I'm going to hell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So,
let's
not do that. And especially if you love me, like if you love me and you choose to say you love me and you care about me, your actions got to match up with that.
Right.
And that goes across the board. I don't care if you're my mama, my child, my sister, my bro. I don't care who you is, because that's a title. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we're trained growing up to love our sisters and love our parents. And let's keep the family together. And but sometimes the relatives ain't really what it is. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's your family. It's people that you try to bring around and you care, and people that you attract to. You know what I'm saying? That like really want to see you win.
I was just gonna piggyback off what you're saying, right? Like, we give family too many outs.
Yeah,
we give them too. We put them on pedestals as if they're not regular people.
Yes.
And so what I say to Sylvia is that people do people shit, like family too, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody gets any breaks here. And if family is going to the floor, like you said, if they're being guttermost or being critical and harsh, if they were anybody else, how would we treat them? If they were anybody else, would we keep giving them chance after chance?
Come on, the answer,
of course, no.
Exactly. No, if they're anybody else, I about would have bust you in your shit. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. No. I about wanted to bust you in your shit. Okay.
Right.
Keep it all the way real now, you know what I'm saying? But that's what God and prayer and spirituality and medication and therapy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So how and when did you start gardening?
It was my goal.
Okay.
I'm a person that like to set goals. So I'm a big believer in goals. I always have them since I was a child. Like, I gotta set a goal, because to me, that's the whole point of life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, of course, okay, yeah, you have kids, you can get married and all that, but at the same time, you're still a human being and you're still here to do something. Like, we all have brains and we all got a mind. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, you're here to be something in this world. So for me, I like to keep goals in life. So it don't matter what it is. If I need to work on this, if I need to change this, if I'm trying to work towards something, I set 5-year goals. That's something me and my husband live by.
Okay.
You gotta set a goal, because if we ain't working towards nothing, what the fuck we doing?
That's so true.
I don't even care if you my husband. If we're not even working towards nothing in a relationship, what we doing? Because we love each other, we paying bills, now what? We raise some kids, I'm more than just somebody mama. Shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm more than just somebody wife. I am the hell.
Right. So you have you always wanted to be a gardener?
No. I promise you, no. It just started when I wanted to buy a house. It was me and my husband's goal to buy a house. So once I started fantasizing, I'm like, okay, you know what? Because number one, I made a promise to God. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't finna tell you my problem ain't your business. So don't even ask. But okay. You know what I'm saying? I made a promise to God that if he made certain things happen in my life and certain changes that I'm gonna make and I'm gonna work towards. That's okay. Why therapy and all that has been, to me, all this is part of the process of me growing as a woman and who I want to become.
Right. That's lovely.
So, shut up. Y'all ain't finna get me on here crying now.
It's okay. No, I cry once
a while. I'm not crying on the internet. No, ma'am. Okay.
It's a thing.
Okay, it's hold a on. Thing. So, yes. We made it a goal to get a house or whatever. And I said, when I get me a house, I want to start a garden. Like, I want to have a place at my house because I spend a lot of time home. I like being home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I be home. I work from home. I'm always home.
Yeah.
So, I want to have a place where I can go and I can find my version of peace. Mm-hmm. Something that I create and something that, you know what I'm saying, can't nobody take from me. So when I cry, can I cry in my garden, boohoo cry like a 5-year-old? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
I used to cry
in
my childhood, not cry in my garden.
Nice.
Which is such a prettier place to cry. Yes, let me just tell y'all. You know? It is nothing like sitting on the edge of a garden bed or sitting on a little stool or sitting in a chair and just, I'm going to just cry it out. Let me just get it over with. Let me get it out.
Yeah. How do you feel? How do you feel when you got that good cry and you're in your garden? How do you feel after that?
Ugh. I be feeling good because I be saying to myself, like, why are you crying? Look what you've accomplished. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So then my brain be like, okay, so what else can we do?
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what else can we do? So, you know, we working on something else right now as a partnership in our relationship, in our marriage, because that's what I like to do. So I'd be so excited with just, I can't wait to see what else we can do, babe. Like, what else can we do together?
That's,
you know what I'm saying? Because that make me happy. It just, it's working towards something that makes you happy so you can get out of your dark spaces.
Yeah.
Because when you're depressed, you will sit and think about all that sad shit you've been through. Honey, let me tell you something. You will live your life like that. So you keep putting all that negativity out in the universe and you getting all that negative energy back.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So I had to start realizing, what my husband kept telling me, he was like, you got to stop talking like that. You know, you got to stop thinking like that. Like, I understand because you done been through a whole lot and I understand that, you know, these things have happened to you, but you can't keep putting out negative energy. You know what I'm saying? Stop having negative thoughts. He was like, if you need to go to therapy, go to therapy. Do what you need to do.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? He don't agree with me taking the medication, but he like, if it's going to help you, baby, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? And I feel all that matter. My daughter support me, you know, because I had conversations with her too, and she understands her mother, and I appreciate that, you know?
I think it's so beautiful that you have a partner who align with your core values. That's huge. You know, I think it sounds like it makes life even better.
No, ma'am, I would not.
Let me tell you.
Hold on.
This is a space that is safe, and it is okay if you cry. Because
I love
me,
this girl.
I
get on this
Phoenix
show. Girl,
stop! Because I really start crying. Don't do that.
Okay. Okay.
It's
so
it's okay.
We'll pull away. Okay. I don't want you crying up in here, like, because I don't think that's what you want to
do. I'm in therapy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you are
see, I got 1,000 questions for you. But
okay,
I wanna
go ahead.
Oh my God. So so what is this experience like for you? You've been in therapy now for 6 months. Mm-hmm. How has this benefited you?
I love therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my therapist.
Okay.
I
appreciate
her so much. I appreciate her and my psychiatrist.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I really do.
What do you appreciate about her?
I appreciate how both of these ladies are actually trying to help me. You know, and one thing me and my therapist talk about again is setting goals.
Because
what's crazy is my job has been stressing me out a lot or whatever. Mm-hmm. And because I talk on the phone all day, I work in healthcare. So it can be very stressful. And I'm such a giving person where you want to help people, but at some point it gets draining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so like I feel like my energy is being sucked dry for me. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, she just asked me, she was like, what is it that you want to do or whatever? And I told her what my goal was, and she said, okay, so what you want to do?
Yeah.
So if that's what you want to do, so like, you're going to make it happen. Like, what have you done? And ever since I've been in therapy, I've been making move after move. And it's kind of exciting because, you know, again, when I go talk to her, you know, I see her twice a month. So when I go talk to her, I always got something to talk about. She always asks me, okay, so how is this coming along? So what process are you in right now? You know what I'm saying? Okay, so you went and did this or whatever. And it's like, it's exciting because it gives me something to look towards. Like, again, because I need to have them goals.
Right.
Nice. If I didn't have the goals and I wasn't working towards something and I had the stress of my job, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Trying to deal with that and trying to still be like a giver. Mm-hmm. And all, like my therapist said, I'm suffering from what you call it, caregiver. Come on, you the therapist. Come on.
I never heard of that term. So, I think therapists, they have a lot of, there are a lot of different
terms. No, psychiatrist, not the therapist, the psychiatrist.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
The doctor. She said it's called caregiver. It's something that when you care for people in the healthcare system, mm-hmm. you start having like grief where mm-hmm. you care so much to the point that you don't even want to do it no more. So mm-hmm. it's like starting to make
so
you
it's like caregiver burnout type of
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes, okay. yes, okay. yes. That's what's yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like that's what I'm starting to experience. Well, you care so much, but it's starting to come to a point where you just,
And you know what? I'm glad that she's been able to say that and mm-hmm. you resonate with that mm-hmm. because there comes a time which it applies to what we're talking about now. It comes a time when we have to care less, right? Woo! And it's not a cruel thing to care less. Sometimes we do care too much, but if we care less, we give the other person or parties, power. Well, yes. And we also give them permission to start to care more if we start Ooh. To care less. Ooh. And that's what we need to do. We need to take some of that weight off of us and allow, just delegate, distribute that weight so mm-hmm. that they can start to care more. And if mm-hmm. we let them, they will care more. We yes. have to stop being enablers. And that's the thing. We enable.
Come on now. Yeah. Come on now. Now that's a yeah. word. Preach.
Yeah. yeah. Well, but you know, you notice the difference, I can imagine. What's the mm-hmm. difference you notice over this time since you've been in therapy?
I care more about me.
Yes.
There and we my go. Happiness.
Yes.
At the end of the day, they come and they go. But yeah. if mm-hmm. I'm unhealthy, I yeah. can't be healthy for nobody else, no way. I can't be healthy for my own family, my own husband, my own child,
That's
my
right.
own personal problems. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody right. going through something. I got my own personal issues and traumas I'm trying to fight.
Yeah,
I got to take yeah. care of me first, baby. Yeah. And that's just Absolute. What that
Your
is.
Mask
if I don't
first.
Take care of me, yeah, if I don't take care of me, I can't be of service to nobody. Mm-hmm. Because right. when you work in healthcare, you are of service to others. And it's yeah. it can be a lot. It can yeah. be a lot. But at the end of the day, I do enjoy it and I do like it because it does mm-hmm. bring me joy when I feel like I'm helping somebody. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Because I'm yeah. not a miserable person. Like, I take joy out seeing people win.
Yeah.
Because if
yeah.
you can do it, I can do it too, and we can do it, okay? And it's really right. great. Mm-hmm. Don't hesitate, okay?
Right.
I love it.
I love it. But it sounds like you have boundaries now mm-hmm. more than ever.
I have to. I mm-hmm. have to. Because I've had so many people wrong me in ways that,
man.
Yeah,
that's part of like why I wanted you to do the show. I saw mm-hmm. when you shared your story of like mm-hmm. the trauma you went through with your family, the trauma yes. you went through with having your child and
yes.
losing your mother.
Ooh, I'll see that. Don't do that.
One thing after
that's
another.
That's some triggers, boy.
I understand. Ooh. I understand.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Jesus, God.
But how did you make it? How did you make it past all of that?
Was yeah.
I'm not past it. We still working through it.
Okay. Healed, healing, not
healed. There you go. I ain't healed.
I okay. got you.
We still working through this, honey. Like, yeah. no, this is an ongoing process. That's why I ongoing go to therapy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But what are some of the things you are doing to get through or to heal or to be in your process of healing?
The biggest thing for me, what's going to come down to me and my healing is going to be, oh, I even hate to say it out loud. I hate to say it out loud to her too. It's just, it's that inner child.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's the 16.
It's all right. Take your time.
See, it's though. Okay. It's
take
okay.
your time.
I do not want to be on the internet crying.
But take you know what? You know what? I got questions about that. Girl, fuck what people think.
It ain't about what I think. I just don't want to be on the internet.
What does that even mean? What does that mean?
Ugly.
No, you're not.
Oh,
you're,
no.
You're beautiful. No, ma'am. You're beautiful. Let me just say this. Yeah,
okay.
I feel you though.
Okay.
But I will tell you what you're doing right now. You are helping so many people more than you even realize.
Yep.
Well, that's a good thing.
Even dotting your eyes, everything matters. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
Lord, Jesus. See though.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
Yes.
Okay, like go ahead. Said, come on now. We're gonna push through, Chai.
There yeah. are plenty of episodes of me on here. Boo hoo yeah. crying. Okay. Mm-hmm. No tissue yeah. in sight. Just whatever so, yes. we could use.
Healing, but healing the 16-year-old version of me is very important. Because yeah. I say my mother was murdered.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear
that's
you.
That's gotta be a lot. Okay. Yeah.
That person would be, oh, see that? No, come on now.
It's all right. Take your time.
Yeah. Take your time. We're here.
I'm talking about my mama start crying.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I love it. It's okay.
Okay.
Ooh, this is child. Part of the healing. This is part of the healing.
Y'all better look out. Mm-mm. Boy, look at here. Y'all got me going through therapy. Look at that. I'm starting to cry, mucus. Okay. Come on. Let's get through this.
Well, that's my actual therapist. Mm-hmm. She's going to ask these kind of questions, and so am I after doing this for so long.
Okay. So, healing the 16-year-old version of me is important.
Yeah.
Because she's pissed.
Yeah. Right. Right.
She, ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She mad as hell. Yeah, she mad as hell, and she be wanting to whoop a lot of bitches' asses that did stuff for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wasn't there for her. Oh, Lord, see, no.
Take your time.
It's okay. It's okay.
Y'all got me on the fucking. This is crazy.
Take your time.
Okay.
We appreciate you too. I want you to know that.
Oh my God.
We thank you so much for being vulnerable and being candid.
I can't help it when it's real. I mean, my feelings are my feelings. I can't.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can't fake hurt, baby. You can't fake trauma. That's real.
Thank you.
No,
thank you.
You can't fake none
thank
of that.
Yeah.
Whew, okay.
Let me read you something.
Go ahead.
Emotional stability is built in the field of vulnerability.
Yep.
So keep being vulnerable. Keep
right,
sharing
because
like this.
Right. It builds you in more ways than you ever know.
Ooh.
I had to learn that my tears were not a show of weakness. They were letting whatever that extra shit was bubbling up, those were the bubbles going over the side of the pan to get the fuck out.
Really, that's why I be crying. That's one thing that me and my mother talk about. She like, that's why you be crying, because you keep trying to hold it in.
Yeah.
She like, why you won't let it go? And I said, I think I'm scared to let the 16-year-old version of me go.
But you know what? She'll never go. What you're doing right now, because how old are you today?
I will be 41 this year.
Okay. So
we're the same age.
Right. And so I'm going to tell both of you all. In your 40s, so much is going to be revealed to you that you never knew. Mm-hmm. There's going to be this level of growth and maturity that's going to take over.
I hope
that's going to blow your mind. It's happening now. And like, even imagine who you are right now, right? That 16-year-old version of you is still there and always will be there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're comforting her. You're talking to her. And I call it doing surgery on the past. So this is what you're doing right now. You're doing surgery on the past.
Oh,
it's like you're talking to that 16-year-old to let her know what's going on. So imagine you were to talk to her now. You said that 16-year-old was angry. What would you say now, and you're knowing now, to help her? What would you say to her?
I don't know how to help her.
Really?
Mm-mm.
How is that?
I think I'm still working on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm still working on that.
I feel the same way, because I lost my father at 17.
Mm-hmm.
So literally same time, because we're the same age.
Yeah.
It's still things that I'm like, I don't know what to say to her.
Yeah.
There are things I know to say to like 20-year-old me. Mm-hmm. There are things I know to say 24-year-old me.
But that
girl, I'm like, that conversation would be long, and I'm not sure that I think I would step over my I would step on my words so much in having that conversation. Or just, there's no one blanket statement I could say to her.
Right. Well, at different stages and different times, there might be something that it would come to you to say. And it also could be you just sit with her, you know, or you could just empathize with her to say, girl, you were mad. I can imagine I would be mad too. You want to fuck somebody up? Yeah, I would fuck somebody up too. Like, it's okay. It's like, if nothing else, I hear you. I see you. I understand where you're coming from. You don't have to try to correct her. You don't have to fix her, because she don't need fixing. Neither one. You, Sylvia, me.
Oh, Lord.
You,
see that?
You don't need to fix her. You are validated in how you feel.
Yeah. Well, this turned.
I'm telling you.
Well, the biggest thing is to recognize that you don't have to try to fix her. you know, however she was at every stage in our lives, it happened for a reason. And we don't have to try to make nothing fixed.
I think the main thing that I have in all of our time together, Gloria, is realizing that, like, I had to take the try to fix part out and try to empathize in that space instead. Right. Because, yeah, I'll go to fixing the whole time. How do I change this? How do I rewind? How do I do? What do I do different? Any of those things. Instead of just being like, are you all right? Mm-hmm. You good? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go the next day. Let's try to keep going. Because same tendencies to not want to be here. Same tendencies to like end it all. Mm-hmm. Same everything. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, the same path, but I can empathize with you because I've had those same intrusive thoughts of like,
yeah,
it would just be easier if I didn't have to do this anymore.
Oh yeah,
or it would be easier on other people if they didn't have to watch me walk through this part of my life.
Or if you feel like this way about me, you think I'm this type of person. What is the point of me being here? Because
exactly,
like, don't nobody care. You don't care. Why do I care? Why should I care?
Exactly. Yeah.
And another thing I'll say too is what you're learning now. It's that sometimes people say shit that they didn't even realize that they were saying, or they might have realized it and didn't, you know, we recognize now that shit, they go through some of the same things and they project.
See, my thought process ain't like that because I believe in accountability. You know what I'm saying? When you don't go low like that with somebody that you're supposed to care about and somebody that you're supposed to love, you don't do that.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. We talk about suppose. There are no supposes. People do shit.
You're right.
You know, and so everybody's in different places. And so we imagine that people are supposed to do stuff. As we see it, we get to decide. That's why I'm saying as far as your boundaries. Uh-huh. Now, when people go low, you don't even have to fuck with them.
It's like, my bitch still go to hell. I'm still trying to work on that.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
But that 16-year-old might not have known that because we are brought up with a whole bunch of programming, right? We're brought in this world thinking that this is supposed to be a way when the truth is we don't know how people are going to show up. Yeah. People show up how they show up. And now, because you know better, you know how to deal with them. Maybe some days you might give them some stuff and some days you might not fuck with them at all. You might not.
I'm just a not fucking with you no more person. Yeah, I will not.
Mm. But also too, I feel like I'm in defense of 17-year-old me. Like I want to protect 17-year-old me, which in turn is like, yeah, I want to fuck some people up.
Because what's crazy, mine is the opposite. Yeah. Mine is 16-year-old me to want to protect adult version of me. She the one that wants to get back.
Okay.
You know, the adult version of me is the person that I'm trying to blossom into. The one that could just breathe and just be like, you know what? Can't change what happened. It ain't nobody's fault. You know, don't. Because a lot of things that I didn't been through, you know, with me losing my mom has caused, when it comes to what type of mother I am, how I parent, my relationship with my oldest daughter, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just, and I'm starting to recognize that now.
Yeah,
you know, you're saying like you took lessons from that and you're applying them now, or you took lessons from that and you're like, let me not do that now.
Not even that I took lessons; it's just more so I didn't know I was suffering from so many things because it was always, you gotta think about it. My mother got murdered when I was 16, so from there I was in the streets. So I'm out in the streets trying to learn how to be, you know, a survivor, I guess. And I had to be out in the streets because I didn't have no family. Nobody wanted me.
Nobody in your family was like...
I don't come from a big family anyways.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, my mother was like the matriarch of our family. Mm-hmm. Anyways. So, you know, when that happens amongst Black people, when the matriarch dies...
Yeah, you know, people just disband. Did you have siblings?
I have
you have siblings?
I have
A.
A sibling.
Older.
Okay.
Okay.
Siblings.
And they didn't help try to.
I mean, we don't have a relationship.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that could be a part of life, right?
Again, it is.
Yeah. And so, how did you make it? How did you get through that time?
Doing a lot of things I didn't think I would have to be doing. You know what I'm saying? As a female. And let me just say this. I definitely didn't think that some things that I had to do to survive, I would be doing. Because that's not what I envisioned for myself as a young girl growing up. Oh, when I grew up, I wanted to go to college. You know, I had, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be a rattler. You know, I wanted to be in a sorority. I wanted to ski. I wanted to do all that. So that was always my plans. You know what I'm saying? And then life took a turn. I was always good in school. I always made good grades, you know? So I just, life took a turn for me. And my mama got murdered by her boyfriend. And when I was 16, well, I remember that day like it just happened. You know, I was in my cosmetology class and officer walked in and he was the neighborhood resource officer or whatever. And he walked in and he was crazy. He didn't even tell me what happened. I thought I did something. I thought I had did something. And we got in that car and took that ride. And by the time we pulled up in my neighborhood, I had knew what time it was, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, and you know, you pull up and you see that tape around your house.
It's okay. Take your time.
How did you get through?
By staying busy.
Okay.
That's one thing that I've learned, but by going to therapy, that we have figured out. That's what anxiety comes from. That's my coping mechanism. Okay. So I would always go to school and try to stay busy and try to learn how to do something else. And I'm going to go take a class and I'm going to go take a course and I'm going to go get a job and try to get promoted and try to. So it was always trying to stay busy because, you know, I had a kid to take care of too. You know, I got pregnant at 18 and anywho, but because that's on the tour. But yeah, so I had to stay busy. I was living in the streets and everything.
Right.
Yeah. That sounds like 2020 me. That's exactly what that sounds like. 2019, 2020 me was like all this anxiety, all this depression. Okay, if I just keep, this is how the Black Girl with Tools was born.
Okay.
Because I kept saying, well, I can't go back to teaching. That was, you know, that's his own thing. That's his own set of trauma. But I kept saying the same thing. If I just do this, if I just do that, if I try this, if I try that, if I learn all these skills, then I'll be better or I'll be more presentable or I'll be whatever.
Well, for me, it was more like survival.
It was me surviving
because it's me. I got a kid and ain't got no mother and ain't got no parents and ain't got nowhere to go. And it's I'm in the streets.
Did you discover that you became your own parent?
Yeah, I'm still teaching myself every day. I teach myself every day. That's one thing the conversation I like to have with my daughter, that she understands that, remember, your mama don't know.
And that's the mama thing
don't
too.
Know everything. She don't got a mama.
Right. So but your mom didn't know everything either. And if she was she
still wouldn't, but it still is having someone to go to.
I don't have it.
You don't realize how much you need that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm in therapy.
That makes sense. So I got so many questions and I'm gonna pull back though. And so Sylvia, you were about to ask a question.
So let's fast forward.
Okay.
At what point you've gone through everything you've gone through, you've lost your mother, life turned upside down. How do you still get to be Bujetta Gardner? What point in your life do you finally like take control and say, that's it?
I don't know. I guess ever since I bought a home, because that was my goal.
Okay.
That was a part of my goal to change my life. And to, especially when I turned 40, I was like, listen, I don't want to be the same person I was before. So once I turned 40 and we bought a house and that just has been my goal ever since then, to just grow and just let go and try to be better than what I was before and try to, you know, blossom into the woman who I'm supposed to be. That's my goal.
That's nice.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been in your house a year?
Two years.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome.
Two.
Well, tell me, what have you learned about yourself in these past couple of years as far as after you bought your house?
A lot, especially again through therapy. Like I've learned that for instance, it's a lot of things as a female I would never experience.
Right.
Or as a young girl that I would never, that was ripped from, was taken away from me, ripped away.
Right.
So then I expected to get those things when I had a kid. That didn't happen. That was ripped away from me too.
Mm-hmm.
So then I put that expectation on my youngest daughter. You know what I'm saying? And therapy has made me realize I have to stop doing that because it's not their fault.
Yeah.
You know, that I don't get to experience those things, or I don't get to do certain things, or I don't get to have certain things because I don't have a mother, or those parts of my life was taken from me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely realized I had to stop. I got to stop.
Right.
And because it ain't their fault, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I don't know. It's just like, it's always like something's missing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to work on that.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
So I try to do better every day with that.
Yeah.
And communication is key with me. And my husband plays a big part in my happiness as well. You know what I'm saying? My husband is my best friend.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that's beautiful.
He plays a big part in my happiness because he kept by me. And we've been knowing each other since we were kids, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, so it's just, he plays a big part of me being happy. And I appreciate him for that.
Yeah.
You know, I really do because.
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, I wasn't even trying to be married. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I love the fact that you have somebody in your life that knew you when, and that you don't have to keep retelling your story. Right.
No.
Yeah.
Like, he gets you.
He does.
He gets you. That's
he understands.
What's up.
He understands.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it has taken him some time to realize, like, because he don't like seeing me cry. That when he walked in here, he was like, they got something crying. I don't like that. He don't like seeing me cry. My daughter don't like seeing me cry. They don't like that.
Right.
So, but he has helped me a lot, and I do. I appreciate that for him.
I love it.
It's nothing like a good partner.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, that's my best friend. That's my best. I will nuck if you butt pitch. So don't
look.
Love it.
I understand. I understand.
Don't try. I love it.
I understand. 100% understand.
This has been a pretty. Even with all the shit that I know you're going to fix.
All the technical difficulties.
But, man, this has been an awesome-ass podcast today. Like, I love this episode. It's really, like, learning to me, like, really setting this intention about letting go of stuff, learning to let go, understanding that the things that we imagine that's supposed to be, the stuff that we've been taught that's supposed to, like, life is, that's not true.
Yeah. No.
Life happens how it happens, and everybody has a different story.
And don't nobody know what they're doing. None of us.
No, there's no manual to anything. There's no manual for parents, to life. Barely at your job is there a manual.
Right.
People barely being themselves. You know how hard it is to be your true self?
Girl.
That's why I'm big on that. I am my true self. I don't give a damn if you like me, you do like me, you don't like me. I don't give a damn, bitch.
Exactly.
You know what's...
What is the price? How does that help the price of rice in China, bitch? Gas is still high. So, groceries still high. So, you don't like me and what? Life go the fuck out of
Right.
So, I'm trying not to do all that cussing.
No, but it's okay. And Sylvia, these are takeaways. How about that?
Go ahead with the takeaways, Lori.
Okay. Girl, you better say it.
Take it away, honey.
These are takeaways. These are the things that we're getting in life. We're finding out that the shit that's supposed to be, there are none. There are no supposed to be's. We don't get a manual. Like, you know, we can have a mom. We cannot have a mom. We could have been born and our parents just gave us away. Like,
and you own nothing, not even your children. Know that.
Right.
I'm here to tell you from experience, you own nothing, not even your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they are still human beings with their own mind.
Girl,
yeah,
okay,
you better say that. And see, I never even said anything like that to her. She already knows, like, you know, like, don't nobody owe us anything, and we don't owe anybody anything.
Yep,
that was a dope girl. This is beautiful, 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 beautiful.
I'm working, I'm getting there. This is why I wanted to talk to you, because you, your spirit and how you embody yourself first.
Oh, yeah, I love me now.
This is she reminds me of Robin, even like how Robin was like, we're gonna deal with this shit, and whatever has to do with Robin is having to do with Robin. I'm working to get towards, and I'm closer and closer of Sylvia is coming to the damn center.
I know that's hard.
It's beautiful.
I'm just to the side, and now I'm like, hey,
no, you can't keep
bring your
to
ass.
You can't even talk to yourself to the side and put others before you. You can't even put your kids before you. You know, I know that's something that we are taught. You know, but how many times have your kids destroyed you? You know, a lot of us, you know, because you're so stuck on that's my child. Yeah, it is. He's also a person with a brain. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can only do so much. If you feel like you did the best that you can do, it's nothing else that you can do. You know, we all humans, we all make mistakes, we all flaw, and we all deserve grace at some point. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely trying to get to a place of, because, honey, I don't get nobody grace. And you know, when I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you.
And I would tell you, these things that you're saying, that's what you tell your 16-year-old self. You get what I'm saying? Because because this is what you've learned. You see what I'm saying? You had to get out there and get in it to experience these things to get right here.
Okay.
All these things happen to where, you know, to help you be right in this moment right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we didn't know, you know, but now we do.
Okay. That might be my takeaway again of like, you don't know what you didn't know. So let that shit go.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And you can only do better from once you do learn. You just try to do better. You try to do better. Mm-hmm. Just try not to make the same mistakes twice. You know, some of us fall down several times, though. You just fall heavy. And hard to make yourself ass.
Right. But again, those times that we fall down, the hope is that we don't beat ourselves up about it and ask ourselves, hey, you ready? You ready? You ready to learn from this shit? You ready?
At some point, you have to. You got to take control of it and say, you know what? I'm just, you know, you have to figure out who you want to be. Has the same thing been serving you? No, just makes you sad, depressed, you're miserable. You know what I'm saying? You're gaining weight, you're drinking yourself to death, you're drugging yourself. Whatever you're doing to try to not deal with the issue is not helping you.
Right.
Because you can't escape your mind, baby.
Girl.
No.
That mind go all deep between that brain, honey. Okay? You can't escape nothing between your brain. You can look at yourself every day. I don't care how you dress it up. I don't care what you Gucci'd up with. I don't care what hairstyle you got on. I don't care what diamonds you got, what car you drive, what house you drive. Those are things, honey. Why you pay so many rich people still miserable?
Girl, you better say it.
That's tangible. You know what I'm saying? That's tangible. But if you don't deal with your health and your mental health, you're going to lose your goddamn mind. Believe that.
Yeah. If you don't change what you're thinking, and if your thinking is negative and sending you down a path, I love how
you're going down a negative path.
Right. How do you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Let's focus on who you desire to be one step at a time, one moment at a time. It's not a whole bunch of things. You don't have to jump into the future. Mm-hmm. Just today. What can you do today to be a better person today?
Yes. We can't change the cards that we was dealt, right? Mm-hmm. But we can change the hand and play a different one. I can't do nothing with the cards you gave me. You know what I'm saying? You're the dealer. Your parents was the dealer. Mm-hmm. Life was the God was God is already the dealer of all of our lives anyways. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying? When you kids, your parents are dealer. They deal in the hand. They tell you what you got to do. But at some point, even in childhood, you own enough to think for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, we all know right from wrong. It's internal instinct. Mm-hmm. We all have an intuition. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we can't do nothing about the cards that we was dealt. But at some point, you can change that hand and deal yourself.
Mm-hmm. A new hand.
Play solitaire with yourself. Ain't you the one dealing the hand?
Right. Shit. Okay. Well, Phoenix, this has been great. All the hiccups, fuck the hiccups. This has been great. I appreciate you. Tell the people where they can find you.
Oh, you know, it's your motherfucking Bougetta God on TikTok now.
I love
it. If you ain't got one to go follow me, you know what I'm saying? My YouTube ain't that big, but it's okay. I got an Instagram too. Everything is at Phoenix Sky Bougetta Gardner. Just go follow me. Listen, I'm letting you know right now, don't get in my comments with that BS, okay? Because I'm a very positive person. And I like positivity.
Yes,
I don't
need
negative energy. And you get in my comments with that negative energy, I would get in that ass. Okay.
As she did today. And
then y'all be trying to block me. Then you want to report me and block me.
Right.
You saw me?
Yeah. Right.
Don't poke a bear. You won't get your ass off.
You can't knock if you bark, don't run up on me. Okay?
Right. Exactly.
Don't be crying, wolf.
Exactly. So, I appreciate you. Thank you You're so welcome. Much for taking the time.
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself. I gotta come bite that.
Yeah.
Yes, you better, girl.
The invitation is already there.
Y'all got me hooked.
Yes,
the invitation is there.
Yes, I want to check in with you every periodically to just see how life is going. Yes.
Okay, with that. Yeah, that's what's
okay, cool. That's
right. Now I got some new sisters. Hey, I'm sending y'all a hug through the
There we go.
Okay.
All right. If you haven't already, I don't know how I forgot to say this. I think I was just too excited to get started, but like, share, subscribe, do something with the show. And if you have not
do something with your life too.
Ooh, there we go. If you have not already, leave us a review so that way other people can find the show as well.
Oh,
we appreciate
right.
you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
Bye.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.